joins us. He's an MLB writer with The Athletic. And, you know, I don't know if you were writing the Dodgers-Braves game, but usually it can be stressful writing on a deadline. That would have been one of the easiest ones. All right, game's over after one inning. I got lots of time to fill in my copy.
Yeah, you know, they track a stat called win percentage or a win probability. And the Dodgers' win probability after the first inning was already 96%. So, yeah, you could start that game story early.
It was only 96. Jeez. Wow. Heck, the guy, what's his name's ERA was 94.3 after the first, not yesterday. So, that wasn't good. Now, you know, the Braves, they won the first two games. You know, they kind of, they didn't get lucky. When you win in baseball, there's no luck, but they came from behind in game two to win in the ninth. The Dodgers exploded. So, you know, I don't think this series is far from over. What do you make of Kershaw now coming back for the Dodgers? How do you think that's going to impact this series?
Yeah, one of the things that sets the Dodgers apart, and it's something that sets apart some of the great teams that are run well but also have a lot of money, is that their sort of players 20 through 28 are better than almost anyone else's. The Rays have managed to do this on a bit of a budget, but that's what you think of when you think of the Yankees and the Astros and the Dodgers. They have great teams all the way to the bottom, and so The series is always going to turn back into the Dodgers' favor at some point. And so that's these two games. I think the Dodgers should be really heavily favored tonight with Clayton Kershaw going up against Bryce Wilson, who just barely made it to big leagues and didn't really have the greatest of time at it this year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here, because if they can get back to Ian Anderson and Max Fried, and they've already announced that Max Fried will pitch in game six, you know, they should at least push it to seven, and then we'll have to see what happens. I mean, are they going to do bullpens for two games in a row and then do Max Fried and Ian Anderson? Even if they do that, there'll probably be a game seven, and that'll be a big one.
Oh, well, you look at the Dodgers, like, I felt they were the favorite going in, and then the Braves went up two games. You're like, oh, geez, I don't know. But, you know, well, like, I guess the good news about the Braves, when you get beat that bad, you can, it's almost easier than a devastating loss in the bottom of the ninth inning, per se. Maybe this one's just like, all right, it wasn't our day, and you move on.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think for the Dodgers, it was really important to have a game like this, because people say they couldn't hit in the postseason. And so maybe they got the monkey off their back in terms of, you know, the media asking, can you guys score in the postseason, in terms of them asking themselves, can we score in the postseason? So I don't think it's great to lose a game like that, but I think you're right. And the way that it functionally works is they didn't have to use any of their A-team relievers. They didn't have to use any of the relievers they wouldn't use in wins. And since they did that, their bullpen is slightly rested. But can they do that again? And what's going to happen tonight? What if it's a little bit closer and they're tempted to use some of their A-team relievers? What happens the next night? So it's going to get dicey at some point for the Braves.
We're talking MLB playoffs. Enos Saras joins us. Enos, is this just a stay of execution for the Astros? They win game four. You know what? They got to win three straight. You've got Garcia going up against Curtis today for Tampa Bay. Like, the Rays have been good really all year long, and, you know, the Astros are kind of shooting themselves in the foot. They couldn't make many defensive plays. But is this one pretty much all but over? Like, I just look at the Rays being too deep.
Yeah. It's, you know, you could talk about who's starting the game, but really both of those guys are going to go one or two innings. They've both been relieving this year. And so then you really want to talk about the general strength and depth of each bullpen, and you're definitely going to take the Rays when it comes to that. So I think the Rays are favored slightly in this game. And then, you know, a game started by Glasnow or Snell or Morton on full rest, they become fully favored again. Plus they have all these wins in the bank. I think they're going to win. The one thing that's interesting to me, though, is that they struggle to score. And if you look at everybody other than Randy Arozarena, who's, you know, hotter than anybody, like almost anybody we've ever seen in the postseason, nobody on that Rays team is really hitting. And, you know, if you look at batter strikeout rate, you know, strikeout rate by the batters, you know, that is a very powerful predictor for postseasons. And it has predicted every series this postseason except for the one the Rays have won. And they strike out more than any other team in the postseason right now. And you saw it on display yesterday. Lots of strikeouts, not much contact, not much offense. So there is a little bit of an Achilles heel here for the Rays, and I think the Astros have found it.
You know, to the offseason, I know, you know, we're down to four teams, but, you know, Trevor Bauer is one of the more outspoken players on the internet, but he's also a guy who thinks outside the box. You know, he's talked openly about it. He's going to sign short-term deals. Even has a bet with one of his friends if he signs more than a one-year deal, he's got to owe him something. He's likely the favorite to win the Cy Young in the NL. Now, the Reds made the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Obviously, he's going to command a salary increase. Where do you, like, everybody keeps thinking the Yankees, right? And Bauer, you know, he's talking every time there's a team that looks like their pitchers, you know, he's really his best sales ship because he puts himself out there all the time. But who do you see as a good fit, and do you think he sticks with his one-year mantra?
I think he will stick with the one-year thing. He's got a sort of a point to prove. Also, it might be good for the players in terms of pushing the boundaries on what one player can get in 1 year in average salary. And that is something he cares about, is sort of the play of the players and so on. So I think he will do it. And then there's this other wrinkle. He wants to pitch every fourth day. He wants to pitch like 300 innings. He thinks he's got the science in terms of injury and how to do it best and how to train best. And he thinks he can pitch every fourth day and give the next team about 300 innings. So I think he's going to sign with a team that lets him do that. And that's the one thing that I'm not sure the Yankees will do. You know, I'm not sure that they're going to sign up for that. So that puts teams like the Reds, maybe the Dodgers, the Rays, you know, it puts certain teams that are willing to say, okay, this guy does things differently than we do, and we're gonna allow him into this clubhouse. We're gonna allow him to talk to our other pitchers and give them the crazy ideas that he's got. And we're all on board, and we're gonna pay him a large salary. So I know the Rays are a dark horse because they don't usually have money, but they could decline the option on Charlie Morton and find about half what they need to get Bauer. And I think it would be really interesting to put Bauer atop that rotation. So, you know, short-term deal with somebody that lets him pitch every fourth day, you know, pitch on short rest the whole season. I think it'd be fascinating. As a writer, I'm like, hey, you do it. Lots to write about there.
You mentioned Bauer, and he's talked about how he would really like the opportunity to pitch every fourth day, right? And that really kind of goes against conventional wisdom, but there, you know, there's years of history where guys did it all the time. What do you make of this? And, you know, because some people felt like baseball went too far in kind of protecting starting pitchers and pitch count and everything. Do you think they're slowly coming back from that, or is this, you know, Bauer just a real outlier?
Well, I did talk to somebody with a team recently, and they just completed a 10-year study on injury rates and you know, what leads to injury and stuff. And they said they were all sort of surprised by the results. And what I'm sort of reading between the lines and looking at what I know of research, and I would say this, I don't think we have a good idea of how to keep pitchers healthy. I don't necessarily think that yesterday's pitchers were maybe throwing as hard or, you know, same kind of athletes, so maybe.
I think we lost them, Cons. We'll try to get Enos back. But it is an interesting one because, man, Trevor Bauer is very unique and different. He talks very openly about the things he does to train. You know, we hear from there's not many pitchers that openly saying, hey, they want to get on the bump, you know, every fourth day instead of every fifth day. And lots of guys, you know, want more rest. There's pitch counts all over the place. And I like what Enos said, that they don't necessarily know per se, right? Because even with a lot of training things, it comes up, it's new, it's good, and then they realize, wow, geez, you know what? Maybe it's really not making that much of a difference. Like foam rolling. Yeah, foam rolling is great for you. Maybe it can help alleviate some pain. But if you think it's going to make you a better athlete, well, that's been proven not to be true. And Enos is back with us. Enos, I'll let you pick up where you left off.
Just all I was saying was we've studied pitcher history, pitcher injury. We've tried to keep pitchers healthy. And, you know, this year, for example, was three times more pitcher injuries than the average year. It was a terrible year for pitcher injuries. And this is given everything we know. And I know it was a crazy year, but we're just not good at it. So why not let someone try something different? You know? Like, we're not good at it. We don't keep pitchers healthy. Maybe Bauer has something.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting one for sure to look at. Enos, thanks for this. Who are you? Who do you like then to pick out of the Dodgers and the Braves? Who do you think wins?
Well, you know, I mentioned the tidbit about strikeout rate, and I think the series is tilting in the Dodgers' favor. So I kind of like the Dodgers to win, and I think maybe the Dodgers to win it all, given the sort of what we're seeing a little bit with the all or nothingness of the Rays offense. So kind of think Dodgers, Rays in the series, Dodgers win it all.
Awesome. Thanks for this. Enjoy the games tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me.